The main character in The Signature of All Things is Alma Whitaker. She lives on her father's estate called Whiteacre. She's a botanist, specializing in moss. This is at a time when women were not considered serious scientists. Here at the Woodland Cemetery in West Philadelphia is the historic Hamilton Mansion. It was built in 1786 by William Hamilton, who was an important botanist of his day. Gilbert says Whiteacre is directly modeled on this house.
I have to be very honest with you. I live in New Jersey, and as a loyal patriot to New Jersey, I had initially intended to set my novel there.
In the Garden State.
And I thought I could put it in Princeton, but Philadelphia just kept showing up and showing up and showing up, and all my research kind of hammering me over the head and refusing to be ignored because this is where it was at.
So we're standing in front of this house. It's Federalist style. It has a grandness, but also has, right now at least, it's shabby. I mean, this place needs work.
Sure, it needs work, but you can feel what it was, you know, and the fact that it got turned into a cemetery meant that the city didn't build up around it, so you can also get a sense of the scope of the grounds, which was the other really important thing. My character's father, Henry Whitaker, is a great botanical importer and exporter, and he's got greenhouses of the most exquisite design all over his property, and he's raising exotics, and that's what I really loved about this place, too, was not just the structure of the building, but the idea of this great expansive space overlooking the river that would be a wonderful place for a botanical paradise.
Okay, well, let's go inside.
Sure.
So are there some places in the house that you were specifically thinking of?
Yeah, I mean, walking through this house changed the novel. I saw little details that then became incorporated into the book. The silk wallpaper that would have been hanging on the walls, and the china plate from Cantonese china, and the brass polishings on the doorknobs would have been the most exquisite thing that anybody in Philadelphia had ever seen.
I don't even know what this room is.
This is the library.
This is the library.
And when I first came here, the curators showed me this tiny little closet. And it was used apparently to hold all the materials for repairing books.
The binding closet.
And it is in that closet that my character does some youthful sexual self-exploration, to put it mildly, and also where a very pivotal emotional and erotic scene of the book takes place. So I'm grateful that I came to look at it in person, or that never would have been there.
Having read the book, I know the binding closet has an extra charge to it. I just like to call things the binding.
I know. It just had an extra charge to me, too, so there it is.
The house that Alma grew up in is her father's house, and her father's a very big, blustery guy, and he had a big, blustery house. But when you're a kid growing up in a big house, you find the little corners, like the binding closet,
right,
or the basement, or
right.
You have to find the little corners that you'll fit,
yeah.
Especially a lady scientist in the 19th century.
Yeah.
She had to find her niche in this house and in the scientific community.
I mean, the reason that Alma ends up studying moss is because I needed to find something that a woman botanist in the 19th century could plausibly devote her life to studying that was in walking distance of her father's home. She would not have been able to go to Madagascar in the way that a young natural philosopher could have gone. So I needed to find something that was nearby and underfoot and overlooked, which is kind of the definition of most women's lives for most of history. And to me, moss is sort of the botanical equivalent of needlework, you know, or some tiny, delicate, dainty, overlooked work that women did for centuries to keep themselves from going mad, you know, to pour their creativity into.
I wonder if we can go to the basement. I think it's locked, but they might open it up for us. In some ways, Elizabeth Gilbert and her character, Alma Whitaker, are very different. Where the fictional scientist is very fact-oriented, Gilbert describes herself as mystical and a little bit flaky. However, she says both have a stupendous curiosity for the world and a passion for discovery.
Can I just show you what a rabbit warren this is? It's amazing how much more there is. Just when you think it's over, you come around the back of an old fireplace and there's another crazy hallway.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
More amazing rooms. And look, it goes on. Isn't it amazing?